tech news. Ooh, tech news, tech news, tech news. How do you do the tech news again? Is it? Oh, like this. Windows 10's global market share has risen to 70% of desktop Windows systems, the same month that Windows 11 fell to under 26%, its lowest market share since last September, implying that a good chunk of Windows users took a peek at the future and did not like what they saw. Ads everywhere. Crying infants. They're crying about the ads. This stat comes from the appropriately named Stat Counter, and yes, it's somewhat unsurprising when we're talking about an operating system that needs a plugin to remove all of the baked-in ads. I don't know, maybe Microsoft hasn't prioritized fixing Windows 11 because they're so focused on security, as evidenced by a leaked memo from CEO Satya Nadella commanding employees to prioritize security over literally everything else. Even support for legacy features, which I guess includes a settings app that I can use without getting so frustrated I end up speaking to my wife in an elevated tone. We've talked about this. Microsoft is so super serial about security that they've said some of their executives' pay will be tied to whether the company hits certain security milestones. They may have just missed one, as a recent update to both Windows 10 and 11 broke some customers' VPNs. Microsoft, it might just be time to cut your losses and move on to Windows 12. What's that? First, you're gonna try releasing a bunch of new Windows 11 laptops and branding them AI PCs with a special Copilot key to justify higher prices? Okay, worth a shot. AMD revealed in their Q1 earnings report that sales of the company's gaming products, including desktop Radeon graphics cards, as well as custom processors made for consoles and handhelds, is down 48% compared to last year, a figure that includes a 33% decline from Q4 2023. Now, you could say, hey, it ain't easy being green, but AMD is team red. Being green would be much easier in this case. NVIDIA's having a great time. While AMD has managed to squeeze some impressive performance into the chips powering the Steam Deck and its imitators, their strategy for desktop GPUs seems to have consisted of launching a card for too high of a price and then reducing it until it's maybe worth buying instead of the NVIDIA alternative. But there is a light on the horizon. Mostly pretty accurate leaker Kepler says that AMD's next-gen RDNA 4 GPUs will feature a brand new ray tracing system, as opposed to RDNA 3, which was a simpler iterative improvement over RDNA 2.
Johannes Kepler fell off.
Wait till the investors hear that upcoming product will be better than current product. That'll turn things around. And Apple, the second most valuable company in the world, also had a bit of a sad earnings call. Compared to last year, the tech giant's overall Q2 revenue is down 4% to $90.75 billion.
No. It's not right. They give me my blue bubbles.
Fortunately for Apple, their earnings are actually slightly better than analysts anticipated, given how poorly iPhones, iPads, and wearables have been selling. So Apple stock actually shot up in the wake of the news. Apple taking $110 billion worth of their own stock off the market and the largest share buyback in US history may have also had something to do with that. But who can say? It's a bit weird to see Apple making less money than usual, but to be fair, they appear to be missing out on their cut of in-app purchases from TikTok, if we can trust these screenshots of the app directing users to go purchase coins on TikTok.com instead. This week, Apple also decided to skip collecting its controversial, because it's stupid, core technology fee from developers of free iOS apps in the EU, instead of demanding a 50 euro cent cut of every free app install. Look, it made sense at the time. Apple is also giving developers who meet a certain smallness threshold 3 years of grace before they have to start paying up. Yep, Apple's basically poor now. So it's time to launch some new iPads at the Apple event next week, where the company's expected to reveal new iPad Pros and iPad Airs, possibly with an M4 chip. And if the customers don't go for those, well, Apple can always just press the make rich button again. It's always there. And you can press the make sexy again button with the help of our sponsor, Manscaped. If you ever wondered what peak hygiene looks like, take a look in the damn mirror after you use the Manscaped Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. It includes the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra for power and precision and the Weed Whacker 2.0 also for power and precision. They're really good at, they complement each other. And you're going to get more compliments thanks to the Crop Soother and Crop Preserver, also included in the Performance Package, because of what they're going to do for your package. Check out the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra at manscaped.com/techlinked and use code TECHLINKED for 20% off and free shipping. In order to introduce the Quick Bits, I have to say something like, and now the Quick Bits. So I'll just... Oh, I already, that was... Intel is apparently making yet another change to their processor naming scheme. Reliable leaker Raichu claims the new Arrow Lake S desktop lineup will feature the Core Ultra 9 285K, Core Ultra 7 265K, and Core Ultra 5 255K SKUs. That's right, Intel decided to make their desktop processor names, the ones people could feasibly understand, sound like their mobile processor names, the names that are about as comprehensible as a tongueless Welshman after his 10th beer. I mean, shouldn't go that far. And that's not even a fair comparison, because that Welshman wouldn't cost hundreds of dollars to hang out with. In fact, he'd probably pay for a couple of your drinks. He's a nice guy. Okay, well, there we go.
Yeah, but who stole his tongue?
Nintendo is continuing to DMCA anyone and everyone they feel like. It's Nintendo's world, and we just try to play games in it. The company filed a single notice at GitHub, which triggered a chain reaction that took down 8,535 forks of the Yuzu emulator. In addition to attempting to wipe every trace of Yuzu from the internet, Nintendo is also going after MIG Switch, a flash cartridge for the Nintendo Switch console. At least 75 sites reselling the product have been de-indexed from Google search at Nintendo's request. And while the company carries out this bureaucratic carpet bombing, Yuzu and MIG Switch's respective alternatives, Ryujinx and Unlock Switch, are just kinda just hanging out. AKA trembling in fear, hiding in the bunker. Hackers be hacking, we all know that. But apparently sometimes two hackers will wind up trying to compromise the same router at the same time, which they typically deal with by either one letting the other use the router for a fee, or both finding their own way to break into the device and using it at the same time. Now that's apparently because even rival cybercriminals have a shared interest in there being lots and lots of compromised routers.
And that, also they're in love with each other.
It's a love-hate relationship. Claudio, what are you doing here?
I'm hacking the bank.
I told you I never wanted to see you again. Now that's all according to a report, even the Spanish accent, from cybersecurity researchers Fernando Mercedes, maybe? I don't know. And Feek Hackboard. Yeah, that's an actual name. We looked it up and it's apparently Dutch, so I was way off. I will hack all the boards in the world. Following the leak of the Android launcher app for the Rabbit R1 not an Android AI phone thing, a software dev has added insult to injury by reverse engineering the R1 software into a progressive web app and then demoed it running on an iPhone. The APK was also dissected by the team at emergetools.com, who confirmed that yes, the R1 runs Android, along with some other findings. Look, I just hope the Rabbit R1 goes down in history as the most beautiful, cool-looking, desirable thing that is just a phone but worse in history. It was $200 and a lot of people wanted it and bought it, and then we moved on. And Boston Dynamics has given their unsettling Spot RoboDog a friendly new look, adding Muppet-like eyes, ears, and sparkly fur. Though its spindly legs still end in the usual rubber doorstop nubs. It's giving horrifying cyborg from Half-Life. The company even had Spot's new drag persona, Sparkles, perform a short skit slash dance routine with the original Spot bot. The routine was apparently programmed into the robots using Choreographer, a dance system that Boston Dynamics made for customers in the entertainment industry. I don't know, I'm not sure I'd feel better after getting disemboweled by a rogue dog bot if it then gloated about it by moonwalking away from my shattered body. Oh, that's cute. But I'll be equally shattered if you don't come back on Monday for more tech news, emotionally and physically. It happens, I won't explain it.